The Reserve Bank made history today, but its decision had been so strongly predicted that no one was remotely surprised. The bank took the unprecedented step of announcing an interest rate rise during a federal election campaign. And it sent a message to anyone hoping to manage the nation's finances after the election: another rise could be on the way. The nation's central bank says inflation's set to soar above the top of its target range even after today's hike. And unless demand's reined in, it could stay high. But some are warning it may already be one rise too many for struggling families. New research shows that hundreds of thousands of households are paying out 40% or more of their gross income to service their home loans. We'll hear from some people hit by the rates rise shortly, and also about the political fallout from the increase. But first, this report from our economics correspondent Stephen Long.
Up and up the interest rate goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. But there's a fair chance today's increase won't be the last. That's the conclusion being drawn from the statement the Reserve Bank issued explaining its decision.
The statement was a little more hawkish than we'd all been anticipating.
Jared Kerr reads the economic tea leaves for JP Morgan.
The RBA actually came out and stated that they expect core inflation to be above 3%. The RBA's target range is 2 to 3%. So for them to state that core inflation and headline to be above 3% in the next couple of quarters, that's quite concerning. And I think it has another rate rise written all over it.
Hard to read it any other way for two reasons. Firstly, the forecast that both headline and underlying inflation will breach the top of the Reserve Bank's 2 to 3% target. Secondly, because of these words. Growth in aggregate demand needs to moderate if inflation is to be kept to 2 to 3% over the medium term. Rob Henderson is chief economist at NAB Capital.
Well, I think the Reserve Bank has warned that unless we see a slowdown in aggregate demand in our economy, so that's across the board, that they're fearful that they'll need to increase interest rates further. Inflation's already hit 3%, and they're now saying they expect both the headline CPI and the underlying inflation rate to move above 3% by the first quarter of next year. Also, the strong domestic economy is adding to inflationary pressures down the track.
And that strong demand means you can't rule out more than one rates rise on top of today's.
No, certainly not. We think inflation is rising and it's going to be here for some time. Seen inflation pressures across the board, electricity, food, and we're expecting wages to tick up a bit as well next year. So another rate rise beyond 7% is certainly possible.
Economists say multi-billion dollar tax cuts have contributed to the rates rises, as will further tax cuts promised by both sides of politics. Stephen Kokoulis, global strategist for TD Securities.
With the government sector receiving all of the revenue from booming corporate tax receipts, that instead of allowing the fiscal surplus to accumulate and get bigger, what we've seen in recent years is the government deciding to give tax cuts, which has allowed the consumer to spend up big, and that's added to the inflation risks that we're seeing right now.
The Reserve Bank is relaxed about the impact of rates rises on Australian families. The Housing Industry Association reckons it's got it wrong. Today it released new research on the debt burden that draws on census data and official estimates.
Well, I think today's increase in official interest rates will be devastating for many, many families.
Ron Silberberg heads the Housing Industry Association.
There are more than 650,000 Australian households who will be caught in the grips of mortgage stress. Of equal concern, we have in excess of 300,000 families who are committing more than 40% of their gross weekly income to loan payments on their family home.
Well, the Reserve Bank's argued that the level of debt stress is overstated, even though we have debt at unprecedented levels, because most of the debt is in the hands of high-income families who can well afford to pay it.
I have to say, I think the Reserve Bank hasn't got it right. We have done work on not only on the census, but official surveys done by the government's Bureau of Statistics. More than 80% of households in mortgage stress, that is committing more than 30% of their gross income to loan payments, those families have a household income of less than $75,000 a year. So 8 out of 10 households in mortgage stress have an income below $75,000 a year.
According to the research, the burden on low to middle income families is especially high. Some 43% of families on incomes of $30,000 to $60,000 are paying 30% or more of their gross income on loan repayments. In New South Wales, it's nearly 60%. And it's worse for many renters frozen out of the housing market. David Imber is from Australians for Affordable Housing.
Look, we're in very, very dangerous territory now, and we do risk seeing an increase in the divide between rich and poor as a result of those with housing and those without. These interest rate rises on its own really come on top of a housing affordability crisis that's been creeping for some time, and we've got 1.1 million Australians in housing stress, the majority of those in the rental market. This is really bad news for them.
David Imber from Australians for Affordable Housing, ending Stephen Long's report.